I guess everything said you guys are 2-3 checking into this game, but one win and you're right back in first place.
Well, yeah, that's the good news. You know, we got a chance to get right there at the top of the division lead again. So, you know, nobody's real happy around here right now, but no one's, you know, discouraged at the same time. So, time to get back to work and get ready for this week.
Do you take any comfort that you have lost the three, what most people believe to be really good football teams?
I mean, you know, there's something to it, whatever. I don't think as a player, guys worry too much about that stuff. You know, we feel like we should be able to go strap it up with anybody. And we've missed some opportunities to kind of prove that. So, you know, yeah, we've played good teams. Every team in this league's pretty good. At the end of the day, you got to win. You got to win against good teams. So we'll go back to work and try to get a little better this week.
Is there a heightened sense of pressure knowing that if you do lose, you fall to 2-4 heading into the bye week? Pressure every week.
I haven't really heard 2-4 until you just said it. You know, the goal is to find a way to get to 3-3. We're playing a good team again, a division opponent who's at the top of the division right now. And we got a chance to get back up there with them. So, we'll have to be ready for it.
What do you think is contributing to some of the slow starts, slow first halves?
I wish we had a little magic potion, you know, to – I don't know the exacts. I think, you know, just little things here and there. I mean, just a little with ball security, with missing a block here and there, you know, or just, you know, being just a tad off in different parts. I mean, we had a chance to I think the slow start maybe is a little bit over rated at this point. You know, we're pretty close to going up 7-0 there early. So, you know, at the same time, we did. So, it's a matter of just taking care of all those little things. And, we all got to individually get better. I can play better. We can all do a little better.
Is there a key to ball security besides just the basics of holding on for your life?
I mean, you know, sometimes you're going to get unlucky. I mean, sometimes guys make a great play and just get their hand right there on it. So hopefully, we'll continue to put an emphasis on it, and as an offense, it's something we take a lot of we work on it hard, and we'll get a couple of those bounces too.
Was there any tip you learned growing up as a football player about how to hold on to the ball, or one thing you think?
Not really. I just try to protect it with everything you got. That's about it.
Frustrating and not getting it back. Usually you get about half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we've kind of got a little unlucky as far as having some big plays, and then all of a sudden, you know. So that part of it is just stuff that you got to overcome sometimes. Sometimes you got to overcome having a turnover here and there. And, we'll find a way to do that, too. So we need to protect it and find ways to overcome it when stuff like that happens.
Yeah.